The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
With COVID causing many to spend more time at home than usual last year, many of us spent time seeing all the stuff we've accumulated, and we've decided, you know, we need to clear it out and get rid of the excess.
We just did this in my house. We purged every room in my house because I just had enough. There was too much stuff.
Okay, well, because of this, the nonprofit organization Goodwill has been bombarded with donations.
We did that too.
Okay, it sounds great in theory because they're a nonprofit. That's what they run off of. But it turns out, according to a few employees, it's not such a good thing because we're making some questionable judgment calls on what is acceptable to donate.
A lampshade, which is stained and disgusting and literally falling apart.
Yeah. A small table missing a leg.
Yes.
Cracked Tupperware. A used sponge.
Dental medical tool.
Oh, come on now. Goodwill is not a dump. Like, it's not a place where you go, I'm going to clean my house out, and then, oh, someone will use this, and you dump it on them.
Yeah.
Because they have to then deal with it. Like, I went through this with my wife. There were a couple of things that she was like, oh, yeah, they'll like this. I'm like, no, it's not good enough. Like, I think if you're going to take stuff to Goodwill, take the good stuff, and then the other stuff that you just don't know what to do with, take that to the trash.
Right, exactly. And here's the thing. You might be thinking, well, they could make the judgment call. But
right.
The thing is if it's trash, they have to put it in their trash dumpster
right.
in the back. And then their trash bill they've seen is going up. So instead of helping, we are hindering instead.
I've said this for years. Like, you know, if you are dumping trash on them, you know it. Like the table with missing a leg.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Well, if you're planning to make a donation soon to Goodwill, they have listed on their site what they do and do not accept. And if you're still questioning it, there is a good rule of thumb.
You know, we've seen comments on our Facebook page recently that are like, if you wouldn't give it to your judgmental mother-in-law, don't donate it.
That is a really good idea. Yeah, as you clean out, just have that in your head. Do everyone a favor. Don't use Goodwill as a dumping ground for your trash when you clean out your house, for sure. Well, there you go. Thank you, Lady Rock. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and communication is vital in any relationship, and sometimes, as parents, we try to shield our kids from things. Like, I never knew when I was a kid, like, how much my family struggled at times. My dad kept that from us. He didn't want to burden us with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we never felt it, you know, which in that case, I mean, looking back on it now, I'm like, oh, that was really great. I've been more open with things like that with my daughter than my parents were with me. And there's this mom who's kind of taken that to a whole new level. She's a doctor. And she has been being treated for cancer, and she's been going through the treatments, and then it came back, and she got to the point where it doesn't look good for her. Like, it doesn't seem like this is going to heal her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she decided, her and her husband decided, we're going to tell our six-year-old, and we're going to be honest with him that it doesn't look like the treatments are going to be working for mommy.
And that's a big conversation to have.
Yes.
Because you could, in essence, hide it and hope that it all works out. But I guess it all depends on how your parenting skills are, what you decide is best. Is it best to prepare them?
Right.
Is it best to hide it? I'm not sure.
And you don't really know. And it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody based on your kids. Like, you know your kids and you know what they can and can't handle, or what you think they can and can't handle. Because kids are more resilient, I think, in a lot of ways than we give them credit for. But she had made a post. She said, today's the day I'm telling my son that I'm dying from cancer. It's reached the point where he has to hear it from me. Let all my tears flow now so that I can be brave this afternoon. It's like, oh,
man.
Heavy. And so, you know, that's a tough thing. But in her mind and in her world, it's probably the right thing to do for their life and for their, family. And so I'm curious for you, like, what is that tough conversation you had to have with your kid? Maybe you didn't want to have it, and it was a diagnosis or a move or, you know, a divorce or whatever it is. I don't know. But what was that tough conversation that you had with your kid? And are you glad you had it? Did it work out? Was it the best thing to prepare them in the long run for what was coming down the pike? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you have that number saved in your favorites, I mean, put it under your spouse, obviously. if it's there on your front page, then you can get right through it anytime we're talking about something that's like, oh, I got to get in on this. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now. What's that tough conversation you've had with your kid, and was it a good idea?
I had to tell my children why they couldn't see their grandparents, and that was because my father molested us as children, and they didn't have the normal grandparent relationship because of that, because I could not trust them to protect my kids while left them there to visit.
Absolutely.
And I was glad I did that because they then understood why, you know, I wasn't going to visit as much as the cousins were.
Yeah, you weren't just being the mean mom, keeping them away from the grandparents for some reason. You had a viable, real reason. And I guess, yeah, they obviously could handle that and understand that. How old were they when you told them? Because that's another tricky thing.
Yes, they were 8 and 10 okay. at the time. And they were glad I did it. And I'm blessed because they've now grown up and they have a big heart for children, especially children that have come from, you know, bad situations.
Well, for what it's worth, you know, I know it's a tough decision, but you made the right decision because your job is to protect your kids.
Absolutely.
I know that's really tough, but it might help somebody else out today that's in that same place, so thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, and thank y'all for doing such a great job and making my morning ride to work great.
Oh, well, God bless y'all. Nice of you. It's really all Betty. I'm just kind of here.
No, it's you both. You are great together, so thank you, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
What was your hardest one, and are you glad that you did it?
Well, I'm definitely glad I did it, but my hardest one was we had to leave my son's father because he was becoming abusive to me. And back then, my son was probably 6 or 7. I didn't decide to tell him what was going on until he was 16 because I didn't feel like he could comprehend. And not only that, it's not child business.
Timing is an interesting thing with this, too, like when you decide to tell your kids things. And you made that decision to wait for 10 years. Do you now, looking back on that, wish you had told him sooner? Or you thought, you know what, that was the right idea?
No, his dad had already told him his part of the story. And he did resent me for a little bit. And, you know, it hurt. But when I told him exactly what happened, he looked back on it and he said, "Mama, you know what? I remember." And he said, "My only regret is that I wasn't as big back then as I am now, so I could have protected you."
Oh, wow. Right there, though, is what makes you an amazing mom and what makes your kid very lucky to have you, because it would have been easy to badmouth his dad when your kid was turning on you and go, "No, this is the truth." But you chose not to do that to protect your son. That's a whole nother level that I don't think a lot of people can operate on.
I didn't want to be the bad guy, you know. I knew eventually he would see his dad for who he was. I never spoke a bad word about the man. Even though he did that to me, I never did that. I knew that Xavier would see for himself, and he would make that choice.
FM, this is The Wally Show, and yes, things are starting to look better for us on the COVID front and opening back up across the country. That's like such welcomed good news, but we still do a segment every once in a while called COVID Crazy, like things that we saw that we just couldn't believe in the midst of this.
Well, and especially too, a lot of us are learning how to get back into society and how to act normal again, so it kind of makes sense.
Well, this one is odd. Like Ohio is leading the charge on COVID Crazy. They were giving away $1 million a week for people to get their COVID shots in a raffle.
Yes, I heard about that. The vaccine, yeah.
Well, it's gone another layer. Now, starting this week, children 12 to 17 years old in Ohio who get vaccinated, because that was the newest thing, like kids can be vaccinated from 12 to 17. If they get vaccinated against COVID-19, they can sign up for a drawing that would give them a full ride public school scholarship. I mean, if you're a parent and you're like, yes, let's go get vaccinated now, on the off chance you win, they're going to select a student to receive the scholarship. Covers everything, tuition, room, board, books, and it's their effort to get more people vaccinated.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I know. It's on the fence for me, too. It's icky.
I got a feeling if it's giving me icky vibes, then it really is icky.
I know, because it's like, okay, you know, you should do this anyway if you believe in the vaccine and that's the course you want to go. You know, or if you didn't believe in it, you then basically sold out to get a college scholarship. That feels weird to me as well, you know?
But then again, everybody has their different opinions, and that's fine.
Absolutely. I totally don't sit in a place of judgment either way on it, because I'm like, I live in America, and America, and I give people the freedom and the space to do as they please with regards to this, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's where I land on it.
Okay.
But it is interesting. So, man, Ohio is doing some new COVID stuff.
Well, and
innovators.
Also, too, you have a child that just graduated from college, and think of all the money you had to spend on that.
Okay, if this situation had happened 4 years ago, I would be jabbing her with the needle myself to avoid paying for college. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
First, you have companies like Tom's Shoes doing that buy a pair of odd-looking shoes and donate a pair of shoes to a child in a developing country or person. It's funny, like I had a friend of mine from the band Jars of Clay who was wearing his Tom's Shoes in a third world country, and the kids were laughing at his shoes.
Oh, really?
Gosh. That's pretty bad.
They were making fun of how ugly. I've never understood the look of Tom's Shoes. I get what they were going for and why. But anyway, I mean, it's a great model. Then you've got people like Bombas Socks that are doing that. Like, you buy a pair of Bombas Socks, and then they donate them to homeless shelters across the country. Well, now Disney Publishing is getting in on this. ShopDisney.com has teamed up with this program called Buy a Book, Give a Book, and it's one of those things that every time you purchase a book, you're going to make sure that another child gets a book, which I really love this.
Now, is this like Disney books or just any kind of book?
Yeah. No, it's stuff out of their catalog. So it could be a Star Wars book, could be a princess book, and things like that. So it's First Book is who they're partnered with. They're a nonprofit that does this and get kids interested in reading. And so anytime you buy a book, you're going to help donate one. And it actually starts like right now. And to date, I guess they've helped First Book before, like with 82 million books in the past. And so that's a lot. And you actually could be a part of this. And here's what I think is a great idea to do. Instead of just like going, oh, this is a good idea, I'm going to buy a book and I know that'll do some good. But like, make your kids a part of this. Like, if you want your kids to read more, you know, and you're buying them books, it's like, do something like this where you're like, hey, look, guess what? When we buy this book and you're going to enjoy this and we'll read this together, some other kid's going to get the same opportunity that maybe wouldn't have access to a book, you know, unless we did something, and you make them a part of that.
And also, too, I think as adults, it's hard to understand because we think, well, if someone gave me a book, that wouldn't be a big deal.
Oh,
but for a kid, that is a big deal to just know that someone else is thinking of them, that cares about them, and to get them interested in reading takes them caring about the story. And maybe sometimes that doesn't even matter when it comes to being an adult. I know, like you, Wally, if we have a kid's book, we're all in.
I can read that. We'll take those authors all day. Because reading is not a passion for me because it's difficult for me. But I see where it, like for a lot of kids, it unlocks their brains. And maybe if they're caught in a cycle of poverty or whatever, this could be that escape. Mm-hmm. And so, again, if you want to help, your kids and you want them to become generous, this is a great way to do these kind of things and involve them so it helps start instilling a pattern of a lifetime of generosity for them. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently I got an email, okay, and it's a real serious, heavy email, and so I responded to this. I'm going to read both, and then we're going to do something called What Did I Miss? Is there anything that I missed in my advice or should have added or you think could be added to this email? So here we go. It says, hey, Wally, someone called me fat. But now I wonder if the mirror is a friend or a foe. Being 16 and 175 pounds, is it okay to wonder if I'm just going to be fat? Oh. So that's a hard one, yeah, especially as a young girl, you know, walking through this.
Yeah, and kids are just so mean.
I know.
They can be so mean and rough, and they just don't hide anything from you. But also, you don't forget those things.
Right.
Those words stay with you. And also, too, so many things. Like, women are always put up to a higher standard of how they should look. And when you don't compare to what everyone's telling you you should be, yeah, you feel down about yourself.
And it starts early, like 16, earlier than that. So here was my response. I said, the mirror is just a mirror. It's neither friend nor foe. It's how you interpret the image you see. I think it is possible to look at it objectively with balance. If you see something you want to change because you don't like it, then make that change. But do it because you want to, not because someone else is telling you it's the thing to do or it will make you someone that people will like more. Those are horrible reasons to make this kind of a change. If you want to be healthy and lose weight, that's up to you. But even in that, I would encourage you to see yourself first as God does, not as the mirror reflects. God made you for a reason and with a purpose that extends far beyond our physical appearance. So finding your purpose in Him will probably alter how you see yourself in the mirror as well. So I would start with that before the diet. And that's just my two cents. I hope it helps a little.
Wow.
So that's was my take on it. But maybe you've walked through this before and you've been in that place and you're like, oh, that's really good. That's a great start. But you missed this, or I would add this to it.
Right. You could have maybe been in it yourself, like Wally said, or maybe you have a daughter or even a son that has gone through something like this and you have some advice that you
what
can
would
share
you tell
as well.
Them? Yeah.
Right.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your advice on this right now. So that was my advice, but what would you add to that?
I guess the thing for me, Wally, I struggled with my weight my whole life, and I received all those messages as a young lady. And as an adult, when I look back at pictures, I realized I wasn't fat. Mm. But I had determined that I was because people labeled me that. When people label you as something, we don't have to buy it. You know, just because someone's selling it doesn't mean I have to own it. She is so much more than that. I love what you told her about the Lord. And it's a label that you can own for the rest of your life that never belongs to you in the first place. Does that make sense?
Oh, that totally makes sense. I get that. Yeah, we buy into what people tell us, and it carries us a lifetime. I mean, it was, for this girl, it's starting at 16 years old. And for you, you said it started when you were young as well. And how old are you now?
56. And I've struggled with that being a part of my identity my whole life. I have multiple degrees. I have a great career and a great family. And I still struggle with the fact that I feel like I'm fat. I am overweight, and I deal with that. But there's a big difference between it being a condition of my life that I struggle with and it being an identifier for me.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And so we were talking about this email that I got from this 16-year-old girl. And she said, someone called me fat, but I wonder now if the mirror is a friend or a foe. Being 16 and 175 pounds, I wonder if I'm just going to be fat. And so I had responded to her about the mirror being neither a friend nor foe. It's how we see things. And I went through some other things with her in this, you know, to help her out. But then part of this, too, it's like I think that God, you know, made you for a reason and with a purpose that extends far beyond our physical appearance. And finding your purpose in Him, I think, will maybe alter the way that she sees herself physically as well. Because that idea of, like, if you see yourself as beautiful, like from coming from the inside, it will alter the way you see yourself from the outside. But if you don't love yourself inside, it colors the way what you see on the outside as well.
Oh, yeah. And when you see your value based on what Christ says about you, it can right. help you see past a lot of things that the world is going to tell you. I mean, there it doesn't even have to be weight. It could be your marital status. Right. It could be mistakes you've made in the past. It could be a lot of things. It could be addiction. And you could claim that and say, that is me. But instead, if you believe what the Bible says about you, you can see things totally different and forgive yourself.
That's why I'm glad we have songs like We Are Messengers, Image of God, because it talks about like being up and not being able to sleep and scrolling through your phone and wanting to, you know, feeling the heaviness of life, scrolling through your phone, but it doesn't make me feel better. It just makes me feel more alone, you know, because again, it's that comparative thing of what we look at and we think we're supposed to be, but we're not. It leads us to that feeling further of depression. But I love the fact that this song is like, it's declarative and it's a reminder of how we were actually made and how the God of the universe sees us. And so this is a really important message for this girl, for maybe you, for your child, and I think maybe for all of us to be reminded of from time to time that we were made in the image of God.
We are made in the image of God.
And so while the world is trying to break people down and size people up and categorize, it's great to have a place that stands out and says, you know what, none of that stuff matters. You're made in the image of God. You're a beautiful, wonderful creation. And thank you for supporting that message and continuing to make sure that that's there for people to hear. FM, this is The Wally Show. We have a really cool opportunity for your child or just a kid that you might know from church or youth group or just wherever that loves music. It's this thing called Camp Electric, and this is our contest. You can give a kid a scholarship to Camp Electric, including airfare to get here if they need to fly, and it is an amazing experience, and it's kind of like Camp Rock, but done with today's Christian musicians who are some of the best in the business that take a week out of their life in July to invest in the lives of these kids, to not only pour into them musically, but also to pour into them spiritually. Such a great experience. We'd love to have you be a part of this. Even if you don't win the contest, at campelectric.com, you can use the keyword summer and get $75 off. But if you want to have a shot at winning the contest, you can do that right now on our site.
That's right. You can go to wayfm.com/Wally and you can enter to win. You can also text the word camp. That's C-A-M-P, camp, to 91979. That'll also get you in to win. You can get all the info at campelectric.com.
Now, see, here's the thing, too. Like, American Idol is audition-based, but this one is not. We changed it from this years ago because we wanted to give everybody, regardless of your skill, a chance to go to camp. And that's the beautiful thing. It's for beginners to people who are advanced and kids that are 13 to 19 years old. And so all this is you nominating a kid. Tell us the story. Why does this kid need to be at this camp around other kids that love music and love Jesus? Like, that's what we want to hear, and you could be our winner.
And the deadline is May 30th, so if you have someone in mind, you want to get that in quick, just go to wayfm.com/Wally or text CAMP to 91979.
And if you're just going to send your child, know that it's filling up fast. It's already 70% sold out. Mm. So it will sell out. It's amazing, especially after COVID. Like, A, it's a good thing for them and a good week for you. Hey, look at that.
Win-win.
Yeah, no drums this week. Huh? Yeah, so whether it's drums, guitars, keyboards, vocals, bass, DJ track, sound engineering, or even film, you could send your kid, and we want to help them get there for free. Just join our Camp Electric game here right now at wayfm.com/Wally. Have you ever left a big life decision to the flip of a coin? Probably not. Hey, it's Wally, but that's where I'm kind of at right now. I've been looking for a new house for quite a while and just haven't found anything that works. So my wife and I started talking about doing some renovations and making our current home into our dream home. So I have a coin here, and this is going to be our decision. Heads, we keep looking for a new house. Tails, we refinance and renovate. But the best part is, no matter how the coin lands, I know I'm still going to win because United Faith Mortgage can help me with a new home loan or refinancing. So here we go. There you go, heads. Good news, honey. We're getting a new house. That was fast, easy, and stress-free, and that's how United Faith Mortgage works. They are faith-based and family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, so they can save you time and money, all the while making the process of getting a mortgage or refinancing painless. Leave nothing to chance. Check out United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
What you got, Gavin?
Class and sophistication are two words that you would not use to describe this show or any of the people
well,
in the show.
I don't know about that.
I would say.
I drink my soda with my pinky out.
Okay.
Sir.
And I use the word hither.
Yeah.
And tither.
Yeah.
I use the word
or
clutch
behest.
A lot.
Like behest. At your behest. Okay.
I read the King James Bible.
So I think only the person who is really not classy on the show is Gavin.
Okay.
So maybe you could up your game.
Well, as the non-sophisticated person in the room, I'm here to tell you about a survey of things that people say actually make you feel sophisticated. So the first one was having an opinion on the stock market.
Okay, yeah.
You know a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I have money in the stock market because I'm older than you.
True.
And I've been in that for a while. So, yes, I can talk somewhat intelligently about stocks and bonds. Oh, I don't know. Oh, look at you. Okay.
Well, yeah, but I never admit that I know. I don't know anything about the stock market.
I have a portfolio. Okay.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm classy.
Okay.
Sophisticated.
All right.
Hey, look who's going to retire first. I'm making fun of me. I'm actually going to retire.
The next thing on this list was wearing expensive clothes.
Okay.
Where if you're wearing like really nice suits to work every day or something like that, I can see that. I'd rather keep my sweats on.
Dress for the job you want, not the job you have. That's the rule.
What's your excuse then?
I got the job I want and have. So and then, I can stop trying.
And then the last one, I like this, was you start to think that the weird smelling cheeses actually taste good.
Yes, and you have an opinion about them.
Yeah.
Oh, the Gruyere is much worse than the I don't even know, goat.
Like, it has a hint of cedar.
Yeah.
That's how unclassy we are.
I'm getting a blueberry aftertaste.
I don't even know if I can name you five cheeses that aren't
American?
Like American.
Cheddar. Cheese Whiz.
No, like not the normal ones that like us oh. Ham and Eggers know.
Munster.
But like, yeah, upper crust people. Like Gruyere is one I like. Gouda, that's fun to say.
I like the goat one.
Feta?
Feta, that's a little pretentious.
A little bit.
Gruyere, Gouda, feta.
What's that one with green chunks in it?
The chives one?
What's the one that the head cheese? It's made like from the head of a goat or something.
Ew.
I don't know. We're not that
okay,
classy.
We're ruining our
I don't want to be sophisticated.
No, yeah, I want out of this club right now.
Here we go.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I had a freak out situation with my wife the other day where she freaked out.
On you?
No, thank goodness. Thank you for just assuming that that was the case.
You're welcome.
But no, we're driving. My wife has this fear of bugs, and so earlier in the day, I had a spider jump off of my neck. I don't know how I got it, and it landed on my seat, and this thing was huge. It even made me go,
No.
But then I couldn't find it.
No!
So then we're driving later in the day, and I figure, okay, I'll park the car in the sun. Eventually, it'll die. No big deal. All of a sudden, my wife gets this panic. She's like, Stop the car. And I'm driving, and she's no other information. Just stop the car.
I'm like,
well, I'm like, what is going on? She's like, there's a bug in here. I'm like, okay, we've had freakouts over bees in the car before. So I'm like, okay, well, where is it? She's like, it's on the windshield. And then she starts this speaking in tongues, which I cannot even understand what she's saying.
I get that now.
And so I'm like, okay, calm down. Like, pull over. So I pull the car over. I get to a side street. I pull over, and it is the same spider.
Ah!
And he's big. But I couldn't see him because he was behind my rearview mirror. And so I'm like, where is he? The second I stop the car, I hear the seatbelt click, the door open, and she runs out of my car.
I don't blame her.
Really?
Don't blame her.
She's
a
smart woman.
Yeah.
She ran into some lady's yard we don't even know.
I would have run into oncoming traffic. I'd rather that than
a big spider.
But see, it's crazy because I'm like, you look like a crazy woman jumping out of a car. I look like I've tried to abduct you or something.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't do that in this world. It's a spider. I'll handle it.
But she handled it safely. She told you to pull over. What if she started freaking out?
She did freak out.
But you didn't, like, run off
because
the road?
Because I'm calm in a emergency, in a panic. Her yelling, stop the car, stop the car, stop the car, with no other information is kind of problematic if someone else like me hadn't been there.
Well, you know what? You've learned your lesson. Next time when she says pull over the car, you do it.
Well, that's what we did. And so, obviously, she freaked out.
I don't blame her one bit. Mm-hmm. I know that if I was in the same situation, spiders freak me out.
Sure.
I don't know anyone who doesn't get freaked out by spiders.
Well, let's talk about this then, okay? What is your biggest freak out you've ever had, okay? And what freaked you out? Now, like it'd be great if it was something other than like the normal. There's a cockroach. Yeah, I freaked out. Something really odd or weird that freaked you out. I'd love to know that. 855-33-WAY-FM. And like, how far did you take it? Like, was it a full bone come apart? I don't know. 855-33. That's one of Betty's sayings that I love. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what's yours?
So it was one morning as I was fixing lunches. We have a deep freeze in our garage. So I had gone out to the garage to get something out of the freezer. And I felt something tickle my leg and thought just like it was like a stray hair or whatever, kind of brushed it and kept going and keep feeling it. And I looked down and it's a baby snake that I am standing on.
What did you do?
Well, I immediately ran and grabbed my phone and called my husband, who was deployed to Alaska.
Texas. As your husband, like, here's the thing. I've been in this situation before, but I was just on my way home. He can't do anything about it. Like, there's nothing more frustrating than that. Like, I can't help you. You're going to have to regulate this situation yourself.
Well, you needed emotional support, right, Amisha?
That's really what it boiled down to, I think. He was like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I don't know, but there it's got to go.
There you are. The two sides of the coin. The husband side, I get. What do you want me to do? And Betty Rock, your side, I just needed to tell somebody. What is your freak out moment?
So my son was like playing and he goes, Mommy, watch. And he's like, I'm a bat. And he jumps off of our table onto our couch, and our couch had this hard thing on it, and he bit his tongue almost completely off.
Oh! Yeah, okay. You have every right to freak out at that. Every right, because that is just crazy. The spider in the car that my wife freaked out about, not nearly as justified as this.
Yeah, it was very scary. I was definitely freaking out.
My dad got the end of his finger trapped in a thing at work when we were working together, and I couldn't extricate him from it, and he finally ended up, I'm trying not to be really gross about it, but basically freeing himself and leaving parts of him there. Okay, I'm walking delicately, but my dad has got his hand inside of his ice jug for water, and he is so calm, and I'm driving him to the hospital.
And you're going to faint?
I have my head out the window as I'm driving, trying not to pass out or throw up, and my dad is consoling me. My dad was a man.
You, on the other hand.
So what is that thing that freaked you out?
We used to live out in the country, and I would crack my windows open at night. And we got in the car, all my little kids, one morning, and I had buckled my youngest one in the seat, got everybody in. I close all the doors, and I look at my steering wheel, and I think, that looks like bird poop. And I look around the car, and I see a little bit more, and I'm thinking, oh, no. And sure enough, all of a sudden, a bird just starts flying around the car. I jump out of the car. I'm screaming like a lunatic.
I ran 3 miles, and then I realized all my kids are still buckled into that car. I probably should go back. All right, Desiree, you're up. What was your full-blown come-apart freak out?
Okay, so I was at a friend's house, and we had a fire going inside, and someone had put like a spray Band-Aid bottle in the fire. And I said, hey, guys, we should probably take that out before it explodes. And they just knocked it off into the carpet, and sure enough, it exploded, and I just happened to be right next to it. My clothes caught on fire.
Oh, no.
And ran outside.
Wait, you ran with your clothes on fire?
Well, I was trying to get them off, but I didn't want to get them off inside.
Oh, yeah. I'm modest, okay? Yeah. At that point, everything I own is coming off of me, and everyone's seeing all the glory that God made, because you got to get those off. But stop, drop, and roll.
That's what I was going to say. Was that the first thing that popped into your head, Desiree? That's what they teach you all through school is stop, drop, and roll.
Well, it was such a loud explosion that it more so scared me, and I didn't realize my clothes were on fire until I was already running.
Oh, really?
So I just immediately ran outside and stripped down to just about nothing.
Did you get burned at all?
A little bit. Nothing major, nothing serious. I didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but...
She's like, the only scars I have is from everyone else coming outside and seeing me in my drawers. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
This is my favorite thing that Jimmy Fallon does on his Tonight Show. So every once in a while, he'll ask his viewers to tweet things that he wants them to tweet about. This one is lyrics to songs that they heard wrong.
Oh, I get this, man. There's so many songs you hear and you think, wait, that has to be right.
Well, I'm in the boat where I don't even question if I heard it right or wrong.
Right.
I just assume I have it right.
Exactly.
But these are some very funny ones.
I thought two tickets to paradise was, I got two chickens to paralyze. My younger brother thought staying alive went, staying alive, staying alive. I thought we are family was treetop family. There's a friend thought brown eyed girl started with, hey there, Rodrigo.
Hey there, Rodrigo. Hey there, Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah. There are still songs that I hear that we play that I'm like, wow, what does that say?
Yeah, like, there's a Newsboys song, Born Again.
Yeah.
I can promise you that Michael Tate is saying, I need to Lysol everything that I know.
Yeah.
I have no idea what
I can't tell you what those lyrics are.
What he's really saying.
I know
but
it's
it
not
does
that
make,
one.
No, I'm pretty sure. It does make sense. Like, if you're thinking about, I need to disinfect my heart
sure.
to make room for
sure.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what I think he's going
yeah,
with.
I don't think that's where he was on that one at all. But you know what? You keep thinking that. That's all that matters. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gonna do a little game. You have a chance to win a prize here. I gotta get 2 out of 3 right, and it is Show Me the Money. I'm gonna give you the net worth of a famous person, and then something else that costs a certain amount of money. And all you have to do, it's very easy, 50-50 shot, tell me which is worth more, okay?
Give me an example.
Okay, so here you go. For example, actor Tony Danza from the TV show Who's the Boss?
Yes.
You remember him? Okay.
The one with the dark hair.
Yes. Is he worth more or less than what Taylor Swift paid for her apartment in New York City?
Is he worth more or less?
Yeah.
I'm going to say less because it's been a while. I mean,
since
that was back
anything?
In the 80s,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he hasn't done a lot since then. He did a little bit of Broadway.
Oh, well, still, I think a suite in New York is going to run pretty high.
Gavin?
I imagine that the suite is going to be an unimaginable price.
Yeah,
and then it'll be more.
It is very expensive. Taylor Swift dropped $30.3 million for that one place.
What?
Wow.
$30.3 million. And you know what? Tony Danza, could have bought that and had $10 million left over.
No!
They say he's worth $40 million.
Oh, good for
him. How is that possible? I don't know. Oh, I have no idea. Well, there
shocking.
You go. You guys would have missed that, not gotten a point. Okay. So that's the way it works. It's just that simple. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. If you want to play our Show Me the Money game right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. You're going to get three questions of your own. And if you can get two out of three right, you will be a winner.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Renee, how are you today?
I am doing great, Wally. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to do Show Me the Money, and this is very easy. I'm going to ask you about a famous person and what you think their net worth is compared to the price of something else to purchase. All you have to do is tell me which is worth more. You ready?
I am.
Justin Bieber's net worth, is it worth more or less than the cost of one of the Air Force's F-22 Raptor stealth jets? Okay.
Oh, geez.
That's that stealth jet that you can't even see it when it's flying, and it's totally cool. So which is worth more, Justin Bieber or one of those jets? Just one.
Now, Renee, I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you're up to date on pop culture, but Justin Bieber is pretty big right now, and he's had a lot of hits.
He really is. So I'm going to say he's worth more.
You think Justin Bieber is worth more than a military jet?
I would agree with that.
I do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I agree.
That jet, it will set you back a pretty penny. $138 million for that jet. But Bieber could buy two of them. He's worth $290.
Oh, yay!
Nicely done. Like, Betty's advice kind of helped you there. Okay, that's good. All right, okay. Rapper and businessman Jay-Z, is he worth more or less than the cost of the entire Atlanta Braves Major League Baseball franchise? All the players, all the ground equipment, what are they worth?
Oh, my goodness. And I got to tell you, I'm a big Atlanta Braves fan.
And that's a lot of people to pay for a team.
Right, but Jay-Z is...
But he's big,
really
too.
Popular.
He started Beats, you know, just to give you some idea. So what do you think? Jay-Z worth more or less than the Braves?
Ooh.
I'm going to say he's less.
You're going to say he's less than the Atlanta Braves. All of the players, all of the front office staff, everybody. The Atlanta Braves are worth $1.8 billion. If you wanted to buy the whole team, that's what it's going to set you back. Jay-Z is worth $1.4 billion.
Oh, so he is less.
He is less.
Ha-ha!
She is right.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, I can't believe that Jay-Z is worth $1.4 billion. That is a lot of money.
I can't either.
I love his quote, though, and this really sums him up. It says, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. And he's right. He sees what he is as a commodity, and he's a product, and he has maximized it. Well, speaking of maximizing it, congratulations, girl. You are the winner today on Show Me the Money, Renee.
Woohoo! That's wonderful.
There's an app for that.
FM, this is the Wally Show, and the App Store can be a very intimidating store to walk into virtually because there's so many apps. You're like, what in the world? I'm just looking for something. I can't find it, and what do I need? And so we try to find you things that can help you out through life a little bit here. So what do you have today, Betty Rock, an app?
Okay, so the app that I want to talk about is called Gas Buddy.
Mm.
So if you haven't heard of it, it might be helpful for you because, you know, recently we had that gas shortage.
Yes.
And so people were just hunkering down, trying to get all the gasoline that they could, putting them in Ziploc bags and things like that.
Oh, that was insanity for no reason.
For sure. Now, heaven forbid something like that happen again, you would need to download Gas Buddy. What it does is it takes where you're at, so it senses your location, and then it tells you what gas stations do have gas, and then how much they're running for.
Oh, well, that's good, too. Even not in a panic buying situation, but like if you're doing summer vacation, because gas gets more expensive during the summer because people are using it, and so you could plot out like your routes if you want to save the most money with Gas Buddy. I know my wife, like, she'll drive four stations out of the way to save that one percent. Like that one, that like if it's $1.87.9, she'll drive till she sees it at $1.86.9.
How do you do that?
I don't.
I don't know how you put up with it.
Yeah, so she likes to do that. So I'm going to get her the Gas Buddy app.
There you go.
So
she can use that. It'll save you all some time and saneness.
Yeah. Okay, so Gas Buddy. I had always just thought Gas Buddy was you and me after we went to Chipotle.
Hey!
So, yeah, doing the dad jokes here. And
is that the only one you had?
That was it, yeah.
Okay.
The only one I can share. So that's going to do it for your that What's Happening. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And times like this, you know, we've gone through a year of the pandemic, and it's real easy to think, okay, things are starting to open back up again, and everybody's life should just go back to normal here soon, and everybody's going to feel really good again. And I don't think that's the case. I think some people will even struggle coming back into contact with people, as crazy as that sounds. I think that's a thing. But then some people will still stay mired in the place that they're at and kind of feeling alone. And that's why I'm glad we have our prayer wall at wayfm.com. It's such a great avenue for people to kind of share what's going on in their world. And you can do it anonymously, too, if you choose to.
That's right. You can go to wayfm.com. There's a little thing on there called the prayer wall. You can click on that button, and it'll take you straight there. And it'll just ask you some questions like, what's your name? And if you want to get notifications on your phone or through your email, it'll ask ways that it can contact you. But like Wally was saying, you can do it anonymously. But what's so great about getting those notifications on your phone or through your email is that it can remind you that you're not alone in the difficult situation that you're facing. It can show you that there's someone that's holding you up and trying to encourage you throughout. And they don't even know you. That's what's so cool, too.
Because this was an anonymous one. It says, I feel like an inadequate wife and mother because I'm not sure what to do about my depression anymore. I can't talk to my community group at church about it. Mm. And so there's somebody who's already in a community group but feels like they can't discuss this with them. I haven't talked to my family about it because we have other family members on the brink of divorce, you know. And so there's a lot that she doesn't want to put her stuff on somebody else. And so she's silently suffering through this. And so the fact that she has a place to go, put it out there, and then get notified that people are praying for her is so beneficial and therapeutic and helps kind of you in your faith walk, too. And so there's two parts of this. There's two elements of the prayer wall. You have people that are putting up prayer requests, and then you have people that are going there specifically to pray for people on the prayer wall. And I love that, man. And so maybe you fall into one of those two categories. You can do it today at wayfm.com. And even if you're posting one, I always encourage you, if you're posting a prayer request, spend an extra minute there in the midst of your mess and pray for somebody else. I'm telling you, it will do wonders in your life. You might even find yourself going back as you're getting notifications of paying people praying for you. You might want to pray it forward, if it as you will, you know, and help other people out as well. So again, you can check it out at wayfm.com, and that's our prayer wall.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.